The Geography of Bukowski. A city is a poem. A man is not a machine. William Carlos Williams said, no ideas but in things. Bukowski's geography is everyday concrete, celebrating humanity in the Los Angeles streets. The daily minutia like landlords, rooming houses, two-bit fires, dusty couches, crowded coffee tables, dirty bathtubs, pawn shops, taco stands. Three sparrows on a gate, especially in the Westlake District in East Hollywood. He briefly hit Bunker Hill, but that was Morfante, Beloson, and Chandler. Bukowski loved MacArthur Park, living on Coronado, listening to a radio with Guts, in bed with the shades shut before cracking a midnight beer while pounding out a new poem. His childhood home on Longwood between Adams and Washington, a few miles west of Los Angeles High School. It's apropos that LA's best-known poet attended the school named after it. By the time I discovered Bukowski in my late teens, I was already driving around the city. His poetry told me to keep going. Don't forget anything. Bukowski's worldview came from Hollywood Park, Santa Anita, Los Alamitos, or even Del Mar to bet on the horses in the Olympic Auditorium, watching boxing after working all day at the post office. Baptized in hot water music, watching the window blasting Beethoven before sliding south onto the Harbor Freeway, a city is a poem to lean into. Bukowski spent decades chasing poetry, using the library card to find something he could hold on to. Breaking bottles in a barroom brawl on Alvarado, Buke drove down Vermont, Normandy, and Western, living for years off DeLong Prix and later on off Carlton. When I got my own bachelor pad along Franklin and later on off St. Andrews in Koreatown, I channeled Bukowski hitting dives like Frankenhanks and HMS Bounty. Before marrying Linda Lee and moving to San Pedro, he had girlfriends like Jane that he broke up with again and again. You get so lonely sometimes it just makes sense. Love is a dog from hell. Bukowski could weave beauty on going out to get the mail. Watching a flower in the rain, honoring the pleasures of the damned, small talk with a fisherman, in the schoolyards of forever, taking side streets to the airport with Mozart in a single room occupancy, Bukowski went to L.A. City College, earning a degree at Sidewalk University. His journeys inspired me to map my own geography. Bukowski's lifelong home was Los Angeles, but for a few years he traveled to Philadelphia, New York, New Orleans, Atlanta, St. Louis, Miami, riding Greyhound, hopping trains across America, working odd jobs for life experience to write about later. Hank was a poetry junkie, making magic in a dark room, drinking Tchaikovsky, a poetic ambassador of noir, publishing in small magazines like The Outsider, Open City, and Wormwood Review, before presses like Black Sparrow and City Lights. More relentless than a tarantula, with inner balance like a gold pocket watch, Bukowski wrote about what he could see with a bluebird in his heart while screaming from the balcony.